读经的时间。
Now it's time for scripture reading.
今天读经的经文是在罗马书有两处，1章18-20，10章13-17。
The scripture could be found in the book of Romans. It's going to be two parts. First is in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 20, and then the second part will be chapter 10, verses 13 through 17.
首先打开罗马书第一章18-20。
So let's turn to Romans chapter 1 verses 18 through 20.
Okay. 大家打开就请听我来读。
Please listen to me. I'll read it for you.
罗马书第一章第十八节，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不欠不义的人身上。就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人，神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽然眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。第二处经文是在第十章第13-17节。
The second part of scripture can be found in chapter 10 verses 13 through 17.
Okay. 10章13节，因为凡求告主名的就必得救，然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美！只是人没有都听从福音，因为以赛亚说：“主啊，我们所传的由谁信呢？”可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。好，我们把下的时间交给艾保罗牧师。
Now let's give the time to Pastor Paul.
One of the most difficult questions that I often receive is, what is God going to do with those people who have never heard about Jesus Christ?
我听到人家问我最困难回答的问题呢，其中一个就是说，人家问我说，如果一个人从来没有听过福音的话，那他怎么信主呢？
Will God allow those people who have not heard about Jesus to go to heaven?
神会让这些从来没有听过耶稣的这些人上天堂吗？
And what will the reason, or how can they actually hear about Jesus?
那这些人他们怎么样听见耶稣呢？
Perhaps you have friends or relatives who live in remote part of China and they don't know anything about Jesus.
你可能会有一些亲戚或者朋友，他们在中国一些很偏远的地方，他们可能从来都没有听过耶稣。
So what do they need to know in order to have a relationship with God and to have a good afterlife?
那他们必须要知道什么才能够跟神有关系，而且拥有永生呢？
Today we are going to take a look at several different passages in the book of Romans to discover the answer to that question.
那今天我们要在罗马书里面几处不同的经文里面来寻找一下这个问题的答案是什么。
We're going to discover that there are two main truths that a person needs to know in order to be saved.
我们会发现呢，有两个重要的真理，他们必须要知道，这样他们才能够得救。
We will also discover how they can discover these truths for themselves.
那我们还会知道说，他们怎么样可以自己发现这些真理。
The first thing that a person needs to know in order to be saved is found in Romans chapter 1, verse 18.
所以第一个呢，这个人必须要知道的真理之一，他们这样就可以得救是什么呢？可以在罗马书一章十八节看到。
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
First thing that a person needs to know in order to be saved is that they need to know why they need to be saved.
那第一个让一个人能够得救的，他们必须知道事情呢，就是他们要知道他们为什么要得救。
According to this verse, the reason that people need to be saved is that God hates sin.
那第一个他们必须知道就是说呢，因为他们需要得救，因为神恨恶罪恶。
Notice that this passage does not say that God hates sinners.
啊，我们注意到这个经文里面没有讲说神恨恶罪人。
Just indicates that God hates sin.
他只是说神愤怒恨恶这些罪恶。
In fact, the Bible indicates that God so loved the world.
事实上呢，圣经里面也讲说神爱世人。
And that He is not willing that any should perish.
神不愿一人沉沦。
And that He wants everyone to be saved.
神愿意所有万人得救。
As Christians often say, God hates sin, but He loves the sinner.
也就是基督徒常常说的，神他恨恶罪，但是他爱罪人。
You see, God hates sin and loves the sinner the same way that the surgeon hates the cancer but loves his patient.
所以呢，这个神他恨恶罪，就是爱罪人，就好像我们说这个外科手术医师，他恨恶这个癌症的这个细胞，但是他却爱这个病人。
Or in the same way that the cheated husband hates the adultery of his wife but still loves his wife.
或者是呢，好像是一个先生，他的太太出轨了。他恨这个出轨的行为，但是他却是爱他的太太。
In the same way, God hates sin because He hates how sin destroys His loved ones.
那相同的，神他恨恶罪，因为他恨恶这个罪，这个破坏了这个人的完整。
And He hates how sin destroys the relationship with His loved ones.
神他也恨恶罪，因为罪呢，他破坏了人跟他的关系。
So how can the peasant in southwest rural China know that God hates sin when she doesn't know anything about God or has read anything about God?
所以如果是在中国这个偏远西南部的这个偏远的民族，他如果不知道神恨恶，他没有听过神的话，他怎么知道神恨恶罪呢？
How can the Ivy League professor know that there is a sin-hating God when all his life his parents and his teachers had taught him that there is no God and that the Bible is basically a book filled with unhistorical myths?
那在这个长生贤城学校里面的教授，他如果从小他受到的教育就是无神论，或者父母告诉他圣经里面讲的就是一些故事，而且跟历史还不太符合的故事的话，他怎么会知道有一个神他是恨恶罪的神呢？
The Apostle Paul answers this question in verses 19 through 20.
那使徒保罗在罗马书第一章十九到二十节这样子回答。
For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse.
神的事情人所能知道的原写明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
According to this passage, every human on earth, whether the Chinese peasant or the Ivy League professor, should know that there is a God because the evidence of nature
So, 按照这个经文来讲呢，不管你是中国西南方农村里面的农夫，或者是这个长春藤里面的教授，那都可以知道有一个神，叫自然之物，神所造的之物就可以知道有神。
Now, imagine if you and I are riding in my car and I tell you, I know how this car was formed.
所以你想象一下，如果你跟我一起在我的车，坐在我的车上，我在开车，然后我告诉你说，哦，我知道这个车是怎么做的。
So you're impressed that I would have such knowledge, and you ask me to explain.
然后你就说，哦，你好棒哦，你解释一下给我听，这个车是怎么做的呢
？So I tell you that the wind blew all the metal, all the plastic, and all the glass together, and now it can work perfectly.
然后我就跟你讲说，哦，这个有个大风，他把那所有的金属啊、玻璃啊、塑料啊，通通吹一吹，然后这个车就形成，然后现在就可以完美无瑕的开。
You would tell me that's nonsense because the car must have a designer.
然后你一定会跟我说，你根本就是乱讲。我说这个车子应该是有设计者才对啊。
The earth is far more complex than an automobile.
那你想，我们的地球是不是比一个一辆汽车要复杂多了？
Even the human eye is more complex than an automobile.
那至于是人的眼睛的构造，都比车子的构造要复杂多了。
So if a car needs a designer, doesn't it make sense that there must be a designer for all of nature?
如果一个车都需要一个设计者的话，那是不是同理，这么复杂的世界，自然界应该是要有一个设计者呢？
And that designer is God.
那这个设计者就是神。
And that's why most people in this world believe that there is some sort of God.
但是其实呢，在这个世界上，绝大多数的人都觉得是有一个像神这样子的东西存在。
Studies indicate that probably around 10-20% of the world's population considers themselves irreligious.
啊，所以呢，在这个世界上呢，这个调查显示说，世界上差不多是神10-20%的人，他们觉得他们自己是没有宗教信仰的。
And even a much smaller percentage, only about 2-8% of the world's population considers themselves to be atheistic.
然后其实更小一部分的人呢，差不多是2%-8%的人呢，他们觉得他们是完全无神论。
That means that 80-90% of the world's population believes that there's some sort of God, and even a higher percentage is willing to consider the possibility that there is a God.
那所以说呢，也就是说，在这世界上的人口里面，80-90%的人相信有一个像神这样的东西存在的。更高的比例呢，是他们愿意承认且接受是有神的这个存在的可能性。
And so nature can point to a God who is a powerful designer.
所以呢，自然界可以让我们知道说有一个神，而且是一个有伟大的创造者。
But it doesn't necessarily point to a God who hates sin.
但是这个并不代表说他就告诉了我们有一个神，他是恨恶罪恶的。
So how can the peasant in southwest rural China or the atheistic Ivy League professor know that this God actually hates sin?
所以那如何这个在中国西南偏远的地方的这个农夫，或者是说在这个常春藤学校里面这个无神论者的教授，他们怎么会知道说有一个厌恶罪的神呢？
The answer can be found in Romans chapter 2 verses 14 through 15 where the apostle Paul writes, For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do what the law requires, they are law to themselves. And even though they do not have the law, they show that the work of the law is written on their hearts.While their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them.
所以在罗马书二章十四到十五节这样说：没有律法的外邦人，若显着本性，顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里。他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量。或以为是，或以为非。
The consciences of seekers alert them that there's some sort of moral law that is outside of them, and even outside of the laws of the courthouse.
所以呢，如果这些他们还没有认识神的人，他们的良心就是他们的律法。所以虽然他们所以他们自己有一个。有一个相当程度的一个道德上面的律法，这个呢是他们在他们的这个价值观之外的，也是在这社会上的法律之外的。
They know that it's possible for them to violate a moral law, even if they don't do something that's against the law.
所以他们自己良心也让他们知道说，他们是如果在道德上他们的良心上面犯罪的话，他们就是有罪了。虽然说他们在法制定的法律上面是没有犯罪。
In other words, they know that they can do something that's ethically wrong, even if the government allows them to do it.
所以呢，他们也就是说，他们在良心里面，他们知道，虽然在法律上面他们是没犯罪的，但是在他们道德跟良心的标准里面呢，他们会知道错，他们知道他们犯罪了。
So it's natural for seekers to assume that if there is a moral law, that there must be a moral lawgiver who determines those laws.
所以也就是说，在寻求神的这些人心里，他们如果觉得说在良心跟道德上面有一个这样子的律法的话，那一定有一个设定这个律法标准的这个人或神。
The assumption usually is that this lawgiver is some sort of God.
那他们的这个假设就是说，这个颁布或是设定这样子良心道德上律法的这个呢，就是神。
And it's natural for them to assume that if they break these moral laws, that they will be judged by this divine lawmaker who will be angry at their sins.
那这些人呢，他们也知道，如果他们犯了这个良心道德上的律法的话呢，那他们就会受到这个设定这良心律法的这个设定者呢，他的惩罚。
So, furthermore, it's natural for these seekers to fear this divine lawmaker and seek a way to appease this judge.
所以很自然，这些人呢，他们就会想要来讨好这个制定这个良心上律法的这个人，然后希望能够让讨好他。
And the way they try to appease this judge is through some sort of man-made religion.
所以呢，怎么样讨好这样子的颁布律法这个神呢？那很多人他们就透过人造的这个宗教来讨好这个神。
The Apostle Paul describes this attempt in chapter 1, verses 21 through 23.
所以呢，使徒保罗他就把人这样子的尝试呢，在这个罗马书一章21到23节说出来了。
For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和禽兽、走兽、昆虫的样式。
According to these verses, instead of these seekers humbling themselves and seeking the true God to give him the honor and gratitude that he deserves, most people create their own gods.
所以呢，这些寻找神的人呢，很多人他们没有把这个寻找到真神，把他刚当的荣耀给他，却是自己创造了他们的偶像来膜拜这些偶像。
So instead of conforming their lifestyle to please God, they try to conform the image of God to fit their own lifestyle.
所以这些人他们没有虚己，然后让自己的生命改变来跟从真神所需要的这个样子，他们却是自己创造了一个偶像，让这个偶像来符合他们生活的需要。
And this is what the Bible considers idolatry.
那这个圣经里面讲，这个就是拜偶像。
Idolatry is any time a person loves and worships anything more than God.
所以拜偶像的意思呢，就是一个人他膜拜或是崇拜爱某一个东西多过于他爱真神。
In some societies, it means that people literally bow down and worship these statues of humans or of animals.
所以在一些社会当中呢，就表现怎么样表现出来呢？就是一些人他们对一些人像或者是动物的像、雕像来跪拜。
But in countries like the USA and in China, it usually results in idolizing wealth or science.Or sensual pleasure.
那但是像在美国这样的国家，或甚至像中国这样的国家呢，常常这些偶像就变成说是崇拜财富，崇拜这个科学，或者是崇拜这个肉体上面感官的需要。
In other words, it's when our pursuit of any of these things becomes more passionate than our pursuit of God.
也就是说，拜偶像就变成我们追求这些其他的东西多于追求神本身。
But none of these idolatrous forms of worship solve the problem of God's hatred of sin.
但是没有一些拜这些偶像的人呢，他们能够解决他们犯罪的问题，或者解决他们得救的问题。
Instead, they are merely placebos that temporarily make people feel good.
那相反的，这些行为呢，反而好像一个安慰剂一样，就暂时的安慰这些人的心。
But instead of being a cure for sin, it exacerbates the disease of sin.
所以这些拜偶像的行为，不但没有成为这个罪的解决的问题，它反而是造成罪更严重的问题。
And none of these forms of idolatry.Actually fulfill man's need of God.
而且没有任何一个这些其他拜偶像的行为能够满足人他想要荣耀神的这个需要。
As mathematician Blaise Pascal once said, there is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every man which cannot be filled by any created thing, but only by God, the Creator made known through Jesus.
那个帕斯卡他是数学家，他这样讲，他说在每个人心里面呢，有一个像神形状的一个真空的地方，那在这个地方呢，它是其他人类创造的东西都不能填满的，只有神，他就是创造所有东西的神，他呢是由透过耶稣基督让大家认识的这个神才能填满这个空间。
So what is the result of worshiping corrupted versions of God?
那我们去崇拜这个会朽坏的这个人创造出来这个偶像的结果是怎样呢？
In verses 24 through 31, we see the downward spiral of idolatrous religion.
在24到31节，我们可以看到说，我们如果崇拜偶像的话，那这个越来越糟的下场是怎么样？
Let's take a look at the first stage in verses 24 through 25.
我们看看第一步骤是在24到25节。
Therefore,God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is forever blessed. Amen.
所以神任凭他们乘着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬拜那造物的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿门。
A corrupted view of God results in a corrupted view of sin.
所以，如果我们对神的这个看法是败坏的，那我们的结果呢，就是我们对罪的看法也是败坏的。
Instead of turning people away from sin, they turn people deeper into sin.
所以这样的做法呢，不但没有把人带离开罪恶，反而把人放在罪恶更深里面。
William Shakespeare once said, "Love is its own reward."
这个莎士比亚呢，他曾经说过，他说爱呢就是这个回馈的本身。
And in a similar way, Saint Augustine has been paraphrased to say, "Sin is its own punishment."
那奥古斯丁呢，他也讲，他说罪呢就是这个惩罚的本身。
In this passage, we see the results of heterosexual immorality.
那在这个经节里面呢，我们可以看到，就是在异性之间所做的这个不道德的事情的罪恶。
When people choose sex outside of a marriage between a man and a woman, they dishonor their bodies and they miss out on the wholesome relationship that God has intended for humans in marriage.
所以当这些人他们顺着心里的情欲，他们选择婚外的性行为的话，那他们呢就是玷污自己的身体，他们破坏了神原来创造在婚姻里面让他们有这个健康的合一的这个好的关系。
But also takes a toll on families and society.
那在社会当中呢，这样的行为也破坏了家庭。
We can see the devastating results in American society.
那我们看到说这样子的结果呢，大大的破坏美国的社会。
Unfortunately, most of the time when a woman gets pregnant outside of marriage,The man abandons his child.
那我们常可以看到说，如果一个女人她不是在婚姻当中，在婚外她怀孕的话，这个男人很快就离开她了。
And the mother is left to take care of her child on her own.
那这个母亲呢，她就常常是必须要独自的抚养这孩子。
And studies showed that boys who grow up without a father are three times more likely to go to prison than boys who actually grew up with a father.
所以我们在这个研究就显示出来说，一个孩子如果是在一个没有父亲的家庭长大的话，那他比那个有父亲的家庭孩子比较起来，他是三倍于他更容易入监狱。
And children who grow up without a father are four times as likely to grow up in poverty than those children who grow up with a father.
那这样没有父亲的孩子长大呢，比相较于有父亲的孩子长大呢，更是四倍更容易成为活在贫穷的状况当中。
In fact, 70% of single mothers' homes would be able to escape poverty if the mother would have been married to the father of their children.
所以我们就知道说，这个70%这些没有结婚的妈妈，他们呢，如果有跟这个孩子的父亲结婚的话，那他们的生活就可以很快脱离贫穷。
Verses 26 and 27 show the next step on the downward spiral of idolatrous religion.
那在26-27节我们可以看到呢，就是崇拜偶像的话呢，那个第二步的败坏的步骤。
For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relationships for those that are contrary to nature. And the man likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error.
因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处，男人也是如此，弃了女人顺性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受着妄为当得的报应。
In this passage we see the results of homosexual immorality.
所以在这个经节当中呢，我们可以看到这个同性当中做不道德事情的结果。
Notice that this passage is not indicating that God disapproves of men loving men or women loving women.
那我们要注意的是，在这经节当中，神他并不是说男人不可以爱男人，女人不可以爱女人。
In fact, the Bible speaks approvingly of King David loving his friend Jonathan more than he loved women.
那其实呢，在圣经里面神也正面的说到说，这个大卫王他爱他的好朋友约拿丹，甚至多过于他爱其他的女人。
I had two great aunts who lived together for most of their life, and my guess is that they loved each other.More than they loved any other man.
那我有两个很好的阿姨，她们呢住在一起呢已经好几十年了。我相信她们彼此之间的感情呢会多于她们爱其他的男人。
So same gender emotional love is good.
所以呢，同性当中在感情上面的爱呢是很好的。
It only becomes sinful when it involves sex.
但是呢，如果它一旦成为肉欲的爱，那就是犯罪了。
Also notice that this passage does not indicate that God hates homosexuals.
而且我们要注意说，在这边神也没有说他恨恶同性恋的人。
It only indicates that he's displeased with homosexual activity.
他只有说神，他不愿意，他很讨厌见到同性恋的行为。
See, the reason why God hates homosexuality is that he loves the homosexual and he hates how the homosexual lifestyle hurts the homosexual.
其实在这边我们可以看到说，神他对于同性恋的人呢，他其实是爱这些同性恋的人，他爱他们这么多，所以他不愿意见到这些同性恋的人受到这些同性恋行为所带来破坏他们自己的后果。
His heart aches because he sees how the physical act not only hurts the homosexual physically, but it also hurts the homosexual emotionally and spiritually.
所以他很不愿意，很恨恶见到这个同性的行为，因为他知道说这样的行为不光是在身体上面伤害了这些同性恋的人，他们在心灵跟灵性上面也一样受到伤害。
But instead of forcing his holy standards on the homosexual, he allows them to choose their lifestyles, but he also allows them to experience the consequences of their lifestyle.
但是神他没有用他自己圣洁的标准故意高压的施压在这些同性恋人身上，他反而任凭他们做他们这个情欲里面想要做的事情，但是这些人他们也得到了他们这些行为所带来的报应。
Verses 28 through 32 show the next step on the downward spiral of idolatrous religion.
在28-32节这边呢，就讲到这个拜偶像最后的下场。
And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they knew God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but they give approval to those who practice them.
神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事，装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、争竞、诡诈、毒恨，又是忏悔的、背后说人的、怨恨神的、侮慢人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的、无知的、背约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。他们虽然知道神判定行这样的事的人是个当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
In this passage, we see the final step of idolatrous religion.
所以这个呢，就告诉我们说，做这个拜偶像的最后一步就是这样。
It gets to the point where the idolaters' minds get so desensitized to how sinister their sin is that they not only practice sin.But they also encourage others to sin like they are.
这边告诉我们说，这些拜偶像的人的心，他们都已经麻痹了。他们不但不觉得说他们做的是罪是多么的可恶的，他们还不但自己做，还喜欢别人去做。
They become disciples who disciples others to sin.
他们成为一个这个罪的门徒，而且呢，他还训练了一些罪的门徒，让他们去行罪恶的事。
But this passage indicates another thing that seekers can know without being exposed to the Bible.
所以这边呢就告诉我们说，这个寻求神的人呢，他们没有看到圣经，他们也可以知道一个事实。
By observing nature and paying attention to their consciences, they not only know that God exists and that He hates their sin, but they also know that they will be judged by their God for those sins.
所以呢，他们透过观察自然界，透过他们自己的良心跟道德，他们就可以知道说，不光是有神，而且这个神是恨恶罪的。不光是如此，这个神，他们还会得到神惩罚这些罪的后果。
So in other words, by observing nature and by listening to our conscience, the peasant in southwest rural China who has never heard about Jesus can know that God exists, that He hates her sin, and that He will judge her for that sin.
所以也就是说呢，当一个在中国西南部偏远的农村的农夫呢，他透过知道透过观察自然界跟这个明白他的良心跟道德的标准的时候，他就会明白说是有神的，而且这个神呢，他恨恶罪的。不单是如此，他还会因为罪而受到神的审判。
In other words, nature and conscience can only let her know her spiritual problem, but not.The solution to your problem.
那也就是说，这自然界跟他的良知呢，能够让他知道说他是有灵性上的问题的，但是却没有办法告诉他说他怎么解决这个问题。
She can know why she needs to be saved, but she can't know how to be saved.
所以他可以知道说他为什么需要得救赎，但是他却不知道如何得到这个救赎。
So how can she discover the solution to her problem of God's wrath toward her sin?
那他怎么样知道说如何解决神对他这个罪的愤怒呢
？Or even more relevantly, if you are a seeker here today, how can you find a solution to the problem of God's wrath toward your sin?
所以呢，更重要的是，对于在座的在寻求神的人当中，你们如何找到一个神恨恶你们的罪的解决的办法呢
？We can discover the answer to that question by taking a look at Romans chapter 10.
我们在罗马书第十章就可以找到这个解答。
But before we go there, let's review the problem of God's wrath toward our sin.
那在我们看那一章的之前呢，我们再来看一看这个神他恨恶我们的罪的问题是什么。
There are two things that we need to remember.
我们必须要记得两件事情。
First of all, God is a just God, and so He must respond to His anger towards sin.By punishing sin.
第一，我们必须要知道说，神他是一个公义的神，所以呢，他必须要对我们人做的罪恶有所惩罚上的回应。
In fact, according to Romans chapter 1 verse 32, those who sin deserve to die. According to Romans 1:32, indicates that those who sin deserve to die.
所以呢，在罗马书一章三十二节就说，犯罪的工价乃是必须要死的。
This is not just physical death.
所以这个呢，不光只是肉体上的死亡。
Instead, it's spiritual death, which is eternal separation from God in the afterlife.
那这个是灵上面的死亡，也就是说，你永恒的跟神分开。
But second.God is a loving God, and He doesn't want us to die for our sin.
但是第二个，我们必须知道，说神他是慈爱的神，他不愿意我们死。
So on one hand, God cannot let sin into heaven because that would violate His sense of justice.
所以就是说，神他不能让罪没有得到解决，没有惩罚，因为神是一个公义的神。
And it would also violate His sense of love because God knows if He allowed sin into heaven that we would experience the same kind of suffering for our sins in heaven that we're experiencing here on earth.
而且呢，他这个也违反他爱的这个特质，因为他如果让这些犯罪人就这样子上天堂的话，那这些人在天堂还是无穷无尽的要接受这个犯罪的代价。
But on the other hand, God does not want to send sinners to hell because that would violate.His sense of love.
相反的，神他也不愿意把罪人都送入地狱，因为他爱的本质不愿意人受到这样子的折磨。
So God came up with a way in which He could pour out His wrath on our sins, and yet He could also save us from His wrath.
所以神呢，他有一个办法，他就让他可以把他的愤怒浇灌在这个罪恶上面，但是呢，他又可以让人。可以不接受这个罪恶的后果。
The solution to this problem can be found in Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 9.
所以呢，这个解决办法呢，就可以在罗马书五章六到九节。
For while we were still sinners, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.Since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God.
因此我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
According to this passage, humans could do nothing to save themselves from God's wrath.
所以呢，按照这个经节告诉我们说，我们人实在是没有办法可以做任何的事情，让神的愤怒离开我们。
The Bible says this passage says three things about us before we become Christians.
那在这里面呢，也告诉我们，在我们成为基督徒之前，我们有三个特质。
First, we were weak, in other words, incapable of saving ourselves.
第一个就是我们软弱，也就是说我们无法自己解决罪的问题。
Secondly, we were ungodly. In other words, we were destitute of a reverential awe towards God.
第二，我们是不爱神的，我们是罪的，也就是说，我们实在是没有办法去敬畏神。
In other words, in spite of our desperate need for God and in spite of how we offended Him, we still did not give Him the respect that He deserved.
也就是说，我们虽然知道说我们想要找到神，我们也知道我们需要这个讨好神，但是呢，我们没有办法荣耀神。
And third, we were sinners.
第三，我们要知道，就是说，我们是罪人。
In other words, we fell way short of God's just entrance requirement into heaven.
也就是说，我们相较于神，他对于进入天堂的要求来讲呢，我们实在是差太多了。
However, in spite of our unworthiness, God the Father sent God the Son to die on the cross for our sins.
但是呢，虽然我们是不配的，我们也是软弱的，但是神还是差派他的儿子来为我们的罪而死。
When Jesus Christ died on the cross, God the Father and God the Son poured down their wrath for our sins upon Jesus Christ.
也就是说，耶稣他在十字架的时候，十字架上的时候，圣父他就把他的愤怒完全的浇灌在圣子的身上。这样子，他就承受了我们罪的代价。
In other words, Jesus took the punishment that we deserved.
也就是说，耶稣他代替了我们 这个付了罪所应该得的代价。
So the demands of God's justice and the demands of God's love were accomplished on the cross.
所以神的爱跟神的公义就同时在十字架上成就了。
Demands of God's justice were fulfilled because somebody took the punishment for our sins.
因为神的愤怒已经解决了，因为耶稣为我们在十字架上承受了这个愤怒的代价。
The demands of God's love were also fulfilled because we have been rescued from God's wrath and we can be forgiven for them.
那神他的爱也得到满足了，因为我们得到原谅，得到饶恕了，我们的生命跟灵魂也得到救赎了。
However, just because Jesus died for our sins doesn't mean that we automatically have a relationship with God.
但是我们要记得虽然耶稣是为我们的罪在十字架上死了，但是并不代表说每一个人自动的就已经得到饶恕了。
You see, God is a gentleman, and he will not force his relationship down on us.
因为神他不愿意强迫我们得到他的救赎。
If we prefer that God stays out of our life, he will comply, and when we die, he will stay out of our lives for an eternity.
也就是说，当你要拒绝神的时候，神他就远离你。然后，所以当你死掉的时候，神他就是一个远离的状态。
However, if we want to be rescued from God's wrath and experience God's forgiveness, God has provided a way for this to happen.
但是，如果你想要远离神的愤怒而得到神的救赎的话，神有给你一个解决，有一个方式可以做。
The way that we can be rescued is found in Romans chapter 10, verse 9.
那我们怎么样能够得到神的救赎呢？在罗马书第十章第九节这样说。
If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be rescued.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
We can receive God's gift of forgiveness by believing that Jesus is God in the flesh and that He not only died on the cross to save us from the wrath of God, but he also rose from the grave so that he could give us eternal life.
所以如果你愿意得到神的饶恕的话，你就要相信耶稣他是神道成肉身来到我们当中，他就是为了我们的罪而得赔偿了罪恶所应该付的代价，但是他在第三日又复活，所以我们也可以跟他一起复活。
But how will the peasant in rural southwest China put her faith in Jesus?If she's never even heard about him.
但是如果这个在中国西南农村的这农夫他从来没有听过耶稣的话，那他怎么样信耶稣呢？
Nature and her conscience only reveals to her the problem of God's wrath. It doesn't reveal to her that Jesus died to save her from God's wrath.
所以观察自然界跟他自己的良心道德标准只能让他明白他这个他的问题所在，但是却没有给他一个解决他罪的问题的方法。
The answer to that question can be found in the Apostle Paul's rhetorical questions found in Romans chapter 10, verse 14.
那在这个罗马书十章十四节，使徒保罗就这样子给我们答案。
How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching?
然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
Nobody can believe in Jesus unless they hear about Jesus.
所以没有人没有听过耶稣，还可以相信耶稣呢。
And nobody will hear about Jesus unless somebody tells them the Bible's message about Jesus.
那没有人可以没有听过人家跟他说圣经里面耶稣的事情，就知道耶稣。
In other words, if the peasant in rural southwest China is going to be saved, somebody must tell her how to be saved.
也就是说，在中国西南农村的农夫，他如果必须要能够接受耶稣基督的话，那必须要有人告诉他。
And that message can only come from the Bible.
那这个信息呢，是从圣经而来。
And this is what theologians call the necessity of scriptures.
那这也是神学家他们常常说的，这个圣经的必须性。
And that's what Dr. Wayne Grudem defines the necessity of scriptures as the Bible is necessary for knowing the gospel, but is not necessary for knowing that God exists or for knowing something about God's character and moral laws.
那也就是神学家就这样说，圣经呢对于认识福音是必要的，但是呢至于 明白神的存在，或者知道神各样的特质的啊，或者是知道道德标准呢，圣经却不是这么必要。
So you may ask, so what happens if nobody tells the peasant woman in rural southwest China about Jesus?
那你就会问，有人可能就问说，那如果都没有人去跟这个在中国现在农村的这个农夫说耶稣的事情的话，那这个农夫的下场是什么呢？
Will she go to heaven or will she go to hell?
那他会上天堂还是下地狱？
There are a few things to keep in mind when answering that question.
那我们心里面呢必须要明白几点，当你在尝试回答这问题的时候先明白几点。
First, God is perfectly just and perfectly loving.
我们必须要知道说神他是完全的公义，他也是完全的慈爱。
When he judges this woman, he will violate neither his justice or his love.
所以当他审判他这个人的时候呢，他不会违反了他公义的标准，也不会违反他慈爱的道理。
Nobody will be able to accuse him of being unfair or unloving.
所以没有人会说神他是不公义或者是不慈爱。
Secondly, God will judge the woman based upon how she responded to what she knew rather than what she did not know.
第二呢，我们要知道说神他在审判这个人的时候呢，他会根据这个人所知道的一些东西的反应来审判，而不是根据这个人不知道的东西来审判。
She'll be judged by what God has revealed to her rather than what God has kept from her.
那也就是说，这个人受审判的时候，会按照神显明给他所知道的这些来审判，而不是神没有显明给他看的这些东西来审判。
Third, the Bible seems to indicate that when a person responds positively to God's revelation, that God reveals more of himself to that person.
第三，我们从圣经里面可以知道说，当一个人对于神所显明给他看的东西有正面的回应的时候，神就显明更多的东西给他看。
It's quite likely that if that woman responds positively to nature by recognizing God as designer, and if she responds positively to her conscience by recognizing that, that God's standards, that God has standards that she has fallen short of, it is quite likely that God would send a missionary to tell her the good news about Jesus.
也就是说，当这个偏远的这个民族的人呢，他知道了神所给他的道德上面的标准，而且他有正面的回应的时候，很有可能神就会差派一个宣教士到他们那个地方去，让他更多明白耶稣的事情。
Fourthly, the only people I can dogmatically say will go to heaven are those who consciously put their faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，接下来我要讲的是说，我们在教条上面可以可以有信心的说，哪一些人可以上天堂呢？这些人他们是很有意识的，把他们的信心放在神当中。
But if God mercifully chooses to save the peasant woman in rural southwest China, because he knows that if she would have heard about Jesus, that she would have responded with faith, then praise God for his mercy.
但是呢，我们也知道说神，他如果说想要按照他的慈爱来救赎这个偏远的这个乡村的这个人的话，那么我们就必须要感谢神说，因为他知道这个人他如果听到神的福音，他会正面的回应这个神的福音。
However, sixthly, the hypothesis that God might save some of those who never heard about Jesus should not cause us to become complacent about sharing the gospel.
那第六点我们要记得的就是说，我们虽然知道说神他可以选择去救那些没有听过福音的人，那但是这个并不造成说让我们就满足于我们目前传福音的现状。
We are commanded by Jesus to share the gospel with people from all people's groups.
因为神他是差遣我们，必须要把福音传到万族跟万民当中。
I have a missionary friend who explained the gospel to a young woman on a train in China.
那我有一个朋友，他是一个宣教士，他就是在中国的一个火车上面就跟一个女士传福音。
After the presentation, the woman asked my friend, "If what you're saying is true,why hasn't anyone ever come to tell me about it?"
那这个女人就跟她讲说，如果你讲的都是真的话，那为什么之前从来都没有人跑来告诉我这些事情呢？
Those are words that have haunted him for the rest of his life.
所以这些话语呢，对于这个宣教士来讲呢，常常就回荡在他的脑海当中。
I hope that some of you will return to China and maybe go to Southwest Rural China to tell that peasant woman about Jesus.
我希望在我们当中有人有一天回到中国的时候，也愿意去中国西南的这个偏远的农村，跟这个女人说基督的事情。
I hope that some of you will choose to go to predominantly Islamic countries so that you can share the gospel with Muslims who have never heard the true story about Jesus.
我也希望在我们当中有人他愿意选择去一个回教的世界的国家，然后在跟回教徒当中传福音，所以呢，让他们能够听到真正的福音的内容。
But the good news is that God is bringing unreached Muslims and unreached people from China here to Cornell and Ithaca College.
但我们知道有一个好消息，就是神他其实把一些从来没有听过福音的人，从一些偏远的地方，中国啊，带到 Cornell 的校园当中，康奈尔校园当中。
Let's take advantage of telling these people about Jesus.
所以我们就可以跟他们传讲福音。
The people from China are particularly open to the gospel.
那其实从中国来的许多人呢，对福音都是非常开放的。
Wouldn't it be great if our church could come up with a strategy to make sure that every person who came here from China heard a clear presentation of the gospel at least once, whether it was a face-to-face presentation or whether they came to hear an evangelistic speaker speak on the topic.
所以如果我们教会能够发展出一个方法，能够让所有来到 Ithaca 的人，他们都有机会可以听到福音至少一次，或者是用我面对面的方式谈，或者是邀请他们来参加布道会，让他们有机会可以听到一个完整的福音。
But in the meantime, wouldn't it be great to invite as many seekers as possible to the Mandarin Evangelistic meeting that's going to take place on October
23-25? So we're going to have a meeting on
Seventhly, if you are a seeker today,and you stand before God someday, you will have no excuse.
第七点呢，我要告诉你，如果你在我们当中是还在寻求神的人的话，如果有一天你见到神的时候，你是没有借口的。
You can't say that you never heard about Jesus because you have heard about him today.
你不可以说啊，我从来没有听过福音，因为你现在就听到福音了。
God sent me to preach about Jesus, and God sent you here today.So that you could hear about Jesus.
神他差遣我今天来跟你们说福音的事情，神也带领你来到这当中来听福音的事情。
So how are you going to respond to the story about Jesus?
所以那你怎么样回应呢？
Will you turn your back on Jesus and make an idol in your own image so that you continue your lifestyle of sin?
那你是不是就转身不顾，然后自己去创造一个偶像来敬拜呢？
Or will you respond to God's love by putting your faith in Jesus?
还是你愿意回应神的爱，愿意把你的信心放在主耶稣基督身上？
Let's bow our heads together in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
If you want to put your faith